You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Good morning, good morning. It is Friday Eve, Thursday, June 20th. Hope you're having a great start. Or not a great start. See, this is what happens when we have a holiday in the middle of the week. I get thrown off. But I'm glad that we did, because it made the week, at least for me, a lot easier to get through. Tomorrow's Friday. And again, we have Vice President Kamala Harris, who will be joining The Truth on Sherwin's show at 9 a.m. live this morning. We were talking about where some of the questions we would ask. And I just want to clarify that the CEO of AARP, Joanne Jenkins, who is a Black woman, had encouraged our community to speak more about ageism and what discrimination from an age lens looks and feels like. So these are some of the examples, which, Telly, I don't think anything that we've said based on this list qualifies for ageism. But I could be wrong. Man, I sound like a racist white person. Well, that doesn't sound to me like that's offensive to Black people. Yeah, I'm... So, you know, isms are real. Isms are real. And regardless of whether it's ageism, sexism, racism, homophobism, isms are definitely a very unhealthy and, quite frankly, can be detrimental to a lot of the communities that are impacted. So ageism is one of the examples is coded comments. So, Telly, if you say things or if you hear someone say things like, our younger workers are fresh faces and new blood, while older employees are set in their ways, that could be an indication of ageism. Number two, if younger workers are getting all the opportunities for training, promotions, and juicy projects, and the old folks like you and I aren't, that could be an indication
of ageism. I can see that. Okay.
Wounding words, so abusive words that are enough to create a hostile work environment that have to do with age, whether it's a one-off comment, either way, wounding words. And again, I would be curious to know what an example is of those words.
Hey, old school, get out the way. I got to get to the bathroom. Move, old school. So maybe that's it. So being called old school, it might be offensive to some people.
All right, Grandpa, let's move it. Man. Yeah, those would be examples of ageism. That's what not to say. Truth Nation, Telly and I are giving you examples of what,
not to say.
What you say?
Don't call somebody old school.
Old school. One more time, Ricky. Yeah, old school. It's probably not. Okay. Speaking of beloved human beings, good morning, Al. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
My question would be to Ms. Harris. Why is it when it comes to racism and Black people progression, the United States always want to dance around it like Elvis Presley in his blue suede shoes? Is it because you can't take the wrath, or is it because you don't have enough to win the fight? Mm. Thank you very much, and always have a raincoat. Goodbye.
That's it, Al? Always wear a raincoat? Man, you've been on a roll. Look, every time you call in, I got my pen and my notepad. Come on, Al. Let me get another one. I have the one about wearing a raincoat. I already have that one. Mm. He's gone. You know what? Al's question is good.
It
Kamala
is.
Kamala Harris, that's a great question.
Yes, yes. It truly is, because I can think of one reason why she would like to dance around that, and that is because of her record while she was in California incarcerating a lot of Black men. And people had a problem with that. And so when you have that record and there's nothing you can go back to do about it, I'm sure that's something that she would dance around continuously, because that's a contentious topic for her, because she knows her history and everyone else does as well. And but Al, that's a really good question, though.
That's a great
and
question.
I would like to hear her response. Grant, hit us up on our True Talk to text line, 833-212-1017. Grant's first text was, why didn't y'all convince Grandpa Joe that it is time to sit down? Grant's second text, yes, Biden is old, but at this point, the alternative is Donald Trump, a man who quit on his country after he lost, refused to admit he lost, refused to turn over power. The next time around would be far worse. So even though we're not President Joe Biden down, it will have a very negative effect on his campaign, whether it be inadvertent or not. Trump has been impeached twice, convicted on 34 felonies, yet none of his supporters will speak negatively of him ever. That's a lot, but I'm waiting to see the untruths about that text.
And you know what? The thing is with Grant's text, I was literally having this conversation yesterday, because during the Lynx kickoff yesterday, Vice President Kamala Harris, who is a member of the Lynx, she sent a video, you know, welcoming us. Obviously, she couldn't be there in person, but she was there, you know, from a digital standpoint. And a lot of what Grant just shared on our Truth Talking text line, which is 833-212-1017, is, and tell, you know, this is the truth, so I'm going to go ahead and tell my truth. As she was speaking, I was thinking, I am tired of, as an American voter, having to pick the lesser of two evils. And I'm not saying that President Joe Biden is evil. For me, I don't regard him as an evil president. I want to be clear. But we know that term or that cliche, it basically means that both candidates, or three in this case, if you count Robert F. Kennedy Jr., all three candidates, to me, have not consistently or at all demonstrated policies, procedures that are going to truly ensure that every American has access to freedom, equality, equity. And I'm not saying that President Biden hasn't done anything. However, I am saying that based on where we are as a country, does he have the capacity to sustain some of the efforts that he's already put into place for another 4 years? I mean, that's just a real feeling that I have. And I don't like to hear or even think from other Americans, or think, you know, for myself as an American, about voting for the lesser of two evils.
Yes, and it seems like that's exactly where we are. And again, we are being asked to not focus on something that is very relevant, and that is President Joe Biden's age, and will he have the stamina and the capacity to continue on at 81? You've lived a long life. You've already lived past your life expectancy. And now, there's nothing wrong with that. Rachel hit us up on our YouTube message board and says, Telly, I could not agree more. When my mom turned 81, we took her car away and worried about her leaving the stove on. I'm 60 and forget my phone passcode. He has the nuclear codes.
Rachel, were you in my head? That's exactly what I'm saying. It's like you, and here's the thing. It's not a disrespect towards President Joe Biden.
Not at all.
It's a blessing. I pray that I make it to 81. You know, I pray that, you know, women like Opal Lee, the grandmother of Juneteenth, I mean, she's 97, and Telly, she walked on the stage to Belle Biv DeVoe's Poison and looked like she's about ready to just drop it. I was like, yes, go Mother Lee, go Mother Lee. And so here's the thing. I think it's a blessing to be older, especially when you can still move around. We're talking about the President of the United States.
Yes.
I'm telling you right now, there's no way you couldn't pay me $1 trillion, I would not want to be at the age of 81 leading the most powerful country, the country that is most dependent on in this world, and also the most vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you saw 40, 50 years ago as it relates to, I mean, even if you go as far as back as the Civil War and then go into the Jim Crow laws, up into the Civil Rights Movement and where we are now, a lot of things are repeating itself. I mean, you literally have legislation that is telling people we can celebrate Juneteenth, but we can't teach Black history. How does that possible, Telly?
Mm-hmm.
How do you have a whole federal holiday, and in some states, a state holiday, but yet you're removing DE&I, you're removing, you know, Black history from American history? How is that? And that's what we're in right now.
Yes.
And so it would be nice to have a president that can truly relate to what the direction this country is going to in terms of freedom, justice, and liberty for everyone, for all. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. When we come back, we've got a lot of smoke coming in on our Truth Talk and text line, 833-212-1017. We're going to continue talking about this, as well as Governor Wes Moore in the state of Maryland pardoning 175,000 cannabis convicted felons. More to come, y'all. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
E1017 The Truth as they compete for top donor at the Penfield Children's Center Croquet Match. Donations benefit children with developmental delays and disabilities. Come watch us take on 620 WTMJ at Easterbrook Beer Garden on Wednesday, June 26th. At 5 p.m., go to www.penfieldchildren.org/teamtruth to donate.
And you know we've been talking about summertime in Milwaukee. This is the first weekend of Summerfest Milwaukee. So come enjoy the world's largest musical festival today through Saturday. Many of music's top artists and Milwaukee's very own will be coming to Summerfest this year. Check out Mr. New York, 414 Big Frank, JP, Little Uzi Vert, Maroon 5, SZA, and more. Don't miss out on all of the fun at Milwaukee's biggest summer party. Get your tickets now at summerfest.com. Summerfest is presented by our founding partner, American Family Insurance, and thank you to our official Summerfest food provider, Major Goolsby's. Telly, why'd I almost say SDA? I'm kidding. I was literally about to say Maroon 5 and SZA. I was like, oh, wait a minute.
I'm glad you caught yourself.
Man, because I already got like tore up by my children for not knowing SZA. But no, great artist. Looking forward to seeing SZA at Summerfest. We were talking about earlier an historic executive order that has been made by Maryland Governor Wes Moore. If you have not already heard, the governor of Maryland has issued, and again, this is the first time in the history of the United States where a governor has pardoned 175,000 convicted felons that were related to cannabis. Isn't that huge? But can
that's
I talk about why are 175,000? I'm like, what?
That's a small city.
I'm like, can we start there? 175,000 people. So if you have not already heard, again, earlier this week, Governor Wes Moore out of the state of Maryland signed a historic executive order pardoning 175,000 Maryland convictions related to the possession of cannabis, including convictions for misdemeanor possession of cannabis and certain convictions for misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia. Now, one of the quotes in Telly, you literally said the exact same thing that Governor Moore said during the signing. And the quote was from Governor Moore: "Maryland made history when we legalized cannabis by referendum, but we cannot celebrate the benefits of legalization while forgetting the consequences of criminalization." Now, marijuana, as we know, or cannabis, as we know, in the state of Wisconsin, is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
On our YouTube message board, if cannabis became legal in the state of Wisconsin, should Governor Evers pardon any of those individuals who were convicted of cannabis possession? Now, we've got a live poll. We got 12 votes in. DJ Ricky, what are our results of this poll? Because I know we had a lot of people giving their thoughts through this live poll. And again, you can watch Telly and I live on YouTube right now by going to YouTube, search for 101.7 The Truth, and select Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. What are the results here? We believe in democracy.
We got 83% that says yes and 17% that says no.
There you go.
I couldn't imagine being in jail for something that is now legal. Like, can you imagine that? You sitting in jail in Colorado, and then, man, what you in for? Man, I got caught with a little bit of weed in my car. You'd be like, man, you know that's legal now, right? Like, why are you sitting in here for something that's legal now?
Because I'm black. Oh, I'm sorry. I said that out loud. I didn't mean to. My bad. That slipped.
So
on our YouTube.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say kudos to Governor Westmore of Maryland.
Yes.
Again, just being the pioneer. Somebody has to be the first one to step out there. And kudos for him to having the guts and the wherewithal to do it.
I so agree. And again, to both you and Governor Moore's point, how, if you've got a state where cannabis or marijuana is legal, and by the way, states in the country of the United States are increasingly making it legal. And I believe to date, out of our 50 states in the U.S., I want to say, and again, Ricky, if you can fact check me, I want to say 27 of our 50 states, as of today, legalized the use of both medicinal and recreational cannabis, i.e. marijuana. Yeah. On our YouTube message board, DVJ says state weed convictions affect black Latin peeps more than federal convictions for weed. I'd love to see Evers make that happen here. Well, first we got to legalize it, Telly.
Right. And as of April 2024, recreational marijuana is legal in only, I'll say only, 24 states, or okay, nearly half of the country. Yeah.
24 states. I don't know where I got those extra three, but they didn't count, obviously, because that's not a state. The District of Columbia.
Yeah.
The District of Columbia, it's legal. Cannabis, okay, is legal in D.C., our nation's capital. But, you know, I completely underscore DVJ's comments. And first, we got to make it legal. And when I say we, the voters. And secondly, because right now, Illinois, they love Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
They love us. They're like, yes, keep giving us your millions of dollars. I think Illinois benefited from the state of Wisconsin alone in cannabis sales. I think it was like, what was it, like $2 million, $3 million?
Yeah, it was like $2.8 million at one point, where they said money that crossed the state lines. And you got to think, too, DT, Illinois is eating not just off of Wisconsin, but you got to think too, Indiana and Iowa is both still illegal. So you got people coming just crossing the border from Iowa to over to Illinois. You got people in Gary, Indiana, just coming over to Illinois because they're so close. Not just Gary, I'm not singling out Gary, but Indiana is so close to Illinois where you can just cross the state lines. But that is so crazy how much money. Now, I'm wondering how much money those three states combined, Wisconsin included, Iowa and Indiana, has lost basically crossing the state border to Illinois to get legalized cannabis.
Can you imagine you and Mrs. Hughes, right? Let's say y'all have a garden in your backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And you have not grown anything, or I should say you haven't planted any seeds to grow any fruits or vegetables for a long time. Your neighbor right next door, who has the same, you know, access to the same,
same soil
and ground, all that, is making a killing selling tomatoes and okra and heads of lettuce next door, crushing it, like selling $30,000 a week worth of vegetables.
And
that's what it's like right now being in Wisconsin. You got a whole state right down the street. Mm-hmm. You could get to Illinois in what amount of time via car? From Wisconsin, just the border of Illinois.
Easily 50 minutes to an hour.
I was going to say to get to the border.
Oh, to get to the border. Yeah, 30, yeah, yeah. I'm yeah, thinking 30. About Chicago traffic. Yep. You're right. Yeah,
easily like, the border of Illinois,
yeah.
30 minutes. Wisconsin, and here's another thing, Telly, and Truth Nation. Our schools, our biggest school in the state of Wisconsin has no money.
Mm-hmm.
No money.
That could be another way to get some income in.
The headlines are telling us that the school district, the largest school district in the state of Wisconsin, has no money. Cutting jobs, cutting programs. But yet our neighbors down the street are getting $2.8 million of our dollars, our tax dollars, for the purchase of cannabis.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave it right there, Telly.
Hey.
I mean, the math ain't mathin'. Why is this rocket science?
I'm looking at our YouTube message board, and DVJ says, Michigan runs a commercial on 94.5 telling people in Wisconsin to come get the weed, LOL. It is very true. I'm just looking at
the states. I have so many
states.
Thoughts going through my mind right now,
yeah,
Telly.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to figure out, I mean, I could see the pattern of the states that don't do it. But then there's other states. I'm just trying to figure out, all right, why are you so hell-bent about not legalizing marijuana? So real quickly, some of the states that cannabis is still illegal, completely recreational or medical, is where Denise is, Texas, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee. I get that. That's the South.
Bible Belt.
Exactly. Y'all don't want to be down with the smoke. I get it. But then you get into these other states and you're like, okay, Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, Wisconsin, Indiana, Wyoming, Idaho.
I mean, I'm still processing the fact that all of these states, especially that you just read, that are in the Midwest, that are not seeing the financial benefit of, but to your point, Telly, then we'd have to free a lot of black people and we wouldn't have that version of modern day slavery that we have if we were to make it legal. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. We come back. We're going to read some additional texts that are coming through on our Truth Talking text line, which is 833-212-1017. Also, when we come back, it is time for Truth or Dare with Telly. Will he give us a dare today? Stay tuned to find out. Again, this is the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Boy, big things are happening on this Thursday. Make sure you keep it locked right here. Following Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will have a very, very special guest. Truth Nation, be sure to tune in to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes immediately following our show. Again, He will be joined by Madam Vice President Kamala Harris at 9 a.m. As soon as we're done, Sherwin will be up next with Madam Vice President Kamala Harris being interviewed by Sherwin Hughes at 9 a.m. on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth Milwaukee Black Talk. Keep it locked.
Definitely keep it locked. Big things are happening here at The Truth. And again, we thank you so much for your listenership, your viewership. Yep, you can watch, stream and watch Telly and I live right now on our YouTube channel, which is 101.7. Go to YouTube right now and subscribe. You can watch Telly and I live right now, and you don't ever have to miss any of your favorite Truth shows. Not only will you hear us, but you will also see us. Now, it is about that time. Are you ready, Telly?
I am ready.
Ricky, can we gonna have to try to get a dare out of Telly today, man. Last week you took a dare.
Last time.
That was only one time. Only one time.
And you know, actually, Telly, today's Truth or Dare questions for you are pretty light. So we probably, based on what I know about you, I don't think you're gonna take a dare today. I think you're gonna go ahead and just give us all of your transparent,
you never
open perspectives. And the reason why Truth or Dare, y'all, with Telly is such a big deal is because, as you probably, if you listen to the show regularly, you know I'm an open book. I will tell you anything and everything. Telly, he's more reserved. He's more private, which is either or, whatever your preference is. But this is the challenge, Telly, and try to see if we can get some more information out of Telly. If he chooses not to answer the question, he will take a dare. And DJ Ricky on the ones and twos, along with myself, will give Telly a daring challenge to conquer. All right. Our Truth Talker text line is 833-212-1017. Feel free to let us know whether you're picking this or whether you're picking that. Let's go. All right, Telly. Owe money or owe a favor?
Ooh.
Owe money or owe a favor?
That's not as easy as you think, because I swear I can't owe nobody money.
You want to take a dare?
It's on my...
You taking a dare?
No, you move it too fast. Slow down.
I'm sorry.
I owe a favor. I'm more of an owe a favor guy. I am not, it's hard for me. Outside of like regular bill collectors, like if I know you, it's hard for me to owe you money or even ask to borrow money. So... but I could get you back on the flip end. I could, you know, come up with a great favor that you may not, you know, may exceed your expectations.
I'm with you, because, boy, I sure hate when I owe somebody money, especially when you see them in public. You'd be like,
because,
hey, how you doing? Good to see you, brother.
Because here's the thing, DT. It's on your mind, and it may not even be on their mind, but you're thinking, I know they thinking, when I'm going to give them $20 back, and they see me out here at the club. Oh,
I'm sorry, Telly. I'm black. When you owe a black person money, they don't forget. Telly's talking about maybe that. What?
No,
what world do you live in? Black folks are going to be like, hey. Hey,
when I'm going to get that up out you?
Hey, man. How you here at Summerfest and you owe me $20?
Hey, don't you love it when somebody owes you like $150 or something, and then you see them, they got on some new shoes? You're like, hey,
Let me tell you, when you owe black people especially, when you owe us money, you might as well not leave your house.
You can't do anything.
Look,
like, oh, so you going out to eat, huh? I'm like, well, I need to eat.
How you posting on Facebook and you owe me money? Oh, you got money to pay your Wi-Fi, but you ain't got the money pay me back. You can't do nothing when you owe black people money. I'm telling you right now.
Look, Telly.
Look at your cousin posting on Facebook. That must mean they have Wi-Fi. But they ain't got my money, right? Okay, that's how we doing
money.
It.
You know, he posting all these new outfits. He at the club. Like, I know them Gucci shoes wasn't $72, but he ain't got my $100.
That's why when you was like, maybe they forgot, I was like, maybe white people forget. Maybe
no,
people
I'm
of
saying,
Asian
you
descent
going through
forget.
All these thoughts, like hoping.
Black
like, maybe
people?
Hopefully they ain't thinking about it. But yeah, oh, they thinking about it.
Black people in America, when you owe us money... Because like Mike Epps said, now I'm serious about my money. So if I give you this $20, if I loan it to you. All right, y'all.
So favor on that one. I owe you a favor before I owe you some money.
Art museum or history museum?
Definitely history for me. I love history. I love seeing, because a lot of times we can get this false illusion that we're doing something new. And the only thing you got to do is read and be like, man, this dude did this 50 years ago. So history has always been very intriguing for me.
That's a tough one for me because I love both. It really, you know what, Telly? It would depend on the mood I'm in. That's the best way I can answer that. It would definitely be the mood.
Yeah. Not to say I'm opposed to any art shows or art exhibits. I think those are really cool. But, yeah, I'm more of a history. Like, I want to go see some of the things. And, I mean, like, your encounter with Miss Opal Lee. Like, those things, man, like, really, really get me going because you're getting to see history and things that no one else that's alive that can tell you what's going on. So, yeah.
I'm with you on that. Good morning. Speaking of C, good morning, Miss C. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Yeah, if y'all let somebody in, somebody can talk a little bit about something. He's up on the line.
Did we just get checked?
Listen, I want to.
You got the mic, Miss C. You got it.
Y'all very talkative, okay?
Well, that's kind of how you do it on talk radio.
You want to go. But I just want to talk about the blackness right now. Listen, it's really amazing. I was watching the Kelly Clarkson show late over in the night, and she had a lot of black representatives in regards to, you know, ancestral lineages, which was a beautiful thing. And I just wanted to say that there's going to be just such a discovery for the white people of what the blacks have really suffered and went through about their ancestors. And even the times that are going on now, the brilliancy of the black people. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm excited about that because change is here. Change is here. Change is here, you guys. Hello.
All right. Change is here. Thank you so much, Miss C. We appreciate you calling. And we apologize for you having to wait. You shouldn't have to wait, Miss C. Thank you so much for calling in. All right, Telly. Winning the lottery or finding your soulmate?
Oh, I need that lottery. You can pay for your soulmate once you win the lottery.
I'm weak. You can pay for your soulmate. That's a song. That's got to be some rap artist. Somebody is in the studio right now saying, you can pay for your soulmate. You can pay for your soulmate. Don't be late because you can pay for your soulmate. Hey.
I need that money.
I don't even know how to respond to that. But I'm going to agree with you, being the commerce-driven person that I am. Oh, yeah. I need that. I need that loot. Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
Yeah,
I need to win the lottery. Yeah. I look, no challenge, nothing here for me. And by the way, although I don't think that you can buy your soulmate.
That was just a little added extra. That was a little extra seasoning on it.
That's your truth, Telly. I'm not mad. Nobody over here is challenging. I'm telling you, it's going to be a hit song. All right. Would you rather be embarrassed or be afraid?
I'd rather be embarrassed. I'd rather be embarrassed because embarrassment only lasts for a minute or depending on what situation you're in. But being afraid, that I think paralyzes you because you're not going to be afraid to do anything or like, oh man, I'm afraid if I do this, this may happen. Or so, no, I can't. I don't live in fear. So, yeah.
That's a tough one for me. I don't know. Because, you know, a lot of us will say, oh, you can't embarrass me, or I ain't scared. I ain't scared of nothing. That's a tough one. I don't know if I'd rather be embarrassed or be afraid.
But look at the, I guess, not just the moment, but just think about it overall. I mean, embarrassing. There's been so many embarrassing moments that you have had throughout your life that you still here and everything's cool. People don't bring it up all the time. But to be afraid to do something?
Let me give you an example, okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm going to ask you the same question. And I want you to answer it as if you were P. Diddy.
I can't.
Would you rather be... No, but see, because here's the thing. He's felt, I'm sure he's experienced once the video of him brutally assaulting Cassie, you know, made the world news. People all over have seen this video. I'm sure he's experienced at a very high level both emotions. But, I mean, in that situation, if he had to choose, like, okay, would you rather us embarrass the mess out of you and show this video, or would you rather be afraid when you know that the feds are on their way to search and, you know, your home?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing with that.
I'm for real, Telly.
No, they both. No, for him, it's both. Because he was afraid that video was going to get out, and now he's embarrassed that it got out.
But what would you rather? Would you rather? Well,
if I'm him, okay. I can't even.
You know what I'm saying, though? It's like
I can't even imagine trying to put myself in his shoes or in his mindset. But probably, if I'm Diddy, I would have been afraid first. that the video got out, and I would worry about the embarrassment later. So yeah, that's kind of my thing.
Okay. Well, last one. This is very easy because I don't think you have either. Matter of fact, I know you don't have either. Tattoos or piercings?
I do have a tattoo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was probably the worst mistake I've ever made, but...
care to elaborate?
Yeah, sure. Is it one of those? I have no problem, because
is it, is it an ex-baby mama tattoo?
No.
Oh, okay.
No exes and no baby mamas. I only got one, and that's my wife. But I got a tattoo maybe a week into my college life. Like, you know, you think you grown and, oh, man, my mom ain't around. I can go do whatever. So me and like four of my buddies at the time went to the tattoo parlor and got, well, you just looked through this book and it was so like, it was like two pages and you could get like a panther and it was just all type of basic stuff. So I ended up getting a panther on my arm and it had, and I say it's the worst mistake ever because it has absolutely no significance. The only significance it has is it's a tattoo. I mean, I've never been called a Panther. I've never been a part of the organization or anything. So if you go off to college and you're just so happy about your independence and freedom, don't run off and get a tattoo. Think about it. So yes, that's my story.
I have two tattoos, one of which, and you know, when I use the term, because it's all context, because, you know, Telly was like, I've only got one. When I say baby mama, I mean girlfriend, like ex-girlfriend.
No, oh,
not
okay.
Literally in the sense of baby mama.
No, yeah, there's some exes out there, but yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So when I said you got an ex-baby mama, I meant ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
No
woman getting their name on my body.
Well, yeah, so I made the dumb mistake. It happens.
Ooh, you showed where you were down.
No, I showed where I was an idiot. I could do a whole podcast on why you should not put anyone's name on your body. That showed you're an idiot.
That ain't being down, huh?
No, that's my what is this? My left ankle screams, "You're an idiot." That's what the tattoo says. You're an idiot.
That's funny.
But, you know, yeah, I'm all about, but I only have my ears pierced. I can't, because I don't do needles. I don't like needles. Yes, I know. You're probably like, well, how'd you get a tattoo, Denise? Again, idiot, because I don't do at all. At this age of 48, I don't do needles.
Wow.
Period.
Yeah.
Dude.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I'm at a point now. I'm good on those things. And there are times where I've thought about going back and getting something a little more significant. of course, like my mom's name or something like that. But I'm at a point like, all right, how often do I walk around with cutoff shirts and stuff like that showing these tattoos? So I'm basically just getting it for myself. And most people don't get tattoos just for themselves. They want everybody to see it. So, but DT, before we get to break, I know we got Truth of the Matter come up. This just came across, and we gotta get this out there because Summerfest starts today.
Yes.
And the award-winning 101.7 The Truth has the hookup, of course. You call right now, and you could get a pair of tickets to see SZA live at Summerfest on Saturday. That's right. We are going to give away two tickets before this show ends. Make sure you call right now, 833-212-1017, and be caller number two. That's right. Be caller number two right now to win these tickets, and make sure you get it in because we are running out of show. As a matter of fact, when we come back, we will have our Truth of the Matter. But make sure you hit us up, 833-212-1017, and get a chance to win these SZA tickets, because if not, I'm taking them home.
I know that's right.
Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Congratulations, Dante Wilder. I had to make sure that that was the right name because, you know, there's a professional boxer with the same name. But congratulations, Dante Wilder. You are going to see SZA on Saturday at Summerfest. Congratulations.
You know, my truth of the matter is going to be in response to a text that we received from Craig, who says, regarding the legalization of cannabis, people making money off of something doesn't make it right to legalize. Also, look at the comments we make all over the liquor stores, how we have a liquor store in every corner in black neighborhoods. We have cigarettes and candy and chips and all just readily available, which leads to our health issues. And it's not the same in white neighborhoods who have healthy options in there. So why add cannabis? And Craig, I totally understand your perspective. I'm looking at it from the lens of, once cannabis is legal in the state of Wisconsin, not only are a number, if Governor Evers does the right thing, if he is governor when it is legalized, such as Wes Moore in Maryland did, is to pardon all of the brothers and sisters who've been incarcerated for something that is legal and making a ton of these individuals, dispensary owners, millionaires. That would be the first benefit. And secondly, it's going to generate income. It's going to generate revenue for our state. And thirdly, as far as health issues, there are a number of doctors that prescribe cannabis as medicinal treatments to prevent or sustain cancer and other anxiety-related diseases. So for me, it's a win across the board. That's my truth of the matter.
Yes, and my truth of the matter, we talked a little bit about ageism and people's concerns about President Joe Biden's cognitive skills as well as his stamina to sustain another presidency. And shout out to Sherwin Hughes, who will be interviewing Madam Vice President Kamala Harris at 9 o'clock. So you definitely want to make sure you stay tuned. And hopefully we will be able to hear something, or maybe a question that you've always wanted the answer to will get asked. And maybe Madam Vice President Harris will address some of the things that you may have concerns about. And so I implore to continuously try to get as much information as you possibly can to determine how you may vote if you choose to vote come November. So again, these are opportunities that Milwaukee, we are in. We are the pulse of the next presidential election. Wisconsin can very well dictate who is the next president of the United States. And these are very, very sensitive and prolific times. So again, I implore you to stay tuned to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes and listen to his interview with Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. That's coming up at 9 o'clock. And that is my truth of the matter.
All right. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Again, stay locked in. Up next, Sherwin Hughes, we love you. Make it a great day. We hope to see and hear you tomorrow.
Peace out.